questions about how the meditation went. I gave an instruction about just noticing perhaps when there was some resistance or some dukkha, some struggle with maybe what was arising, and maybe even look at, was there a view that you might be holding that might be held a little lighter?
I'm glad you reminded us to be kind to ourselves. I had some stuff going on. And pretty easy to make the judgments about. But yeah, I remembered your instructions and it was very helpful.
Great, great. Yeah, there's an interesting study that just came out of Stanford that suggested that people that experience burnout have a quality of low self-compassion. And so, you know, developing some inner kindness could be very beneficial for that. So let me just check. Those of you who are using the hearing device, can you hear me? Is it good enough? Or should we wait?
Through the earphones or directly?
No, I'm hearing. I've got the earphones turned off. The battery's off.
Yeah, I thought it was.
The hearing device is helping.
Yes. Okay. Because I'm happy to just kind of hold. Diane.
I can hear you.
Lori, I wanted to comment on one thing that you did, and it was an audible out-breath, you know, as a way of calming the body, and I felt that very deeply and appreciated that, and if I was not bothering other people, I think I would have done it
more. So let's try something while we're waiting, and that is to imagine that you could project a sound from your heart outward on the out-breath. So I'll give you an idea. I'll give you an example. So we'll take an in-breath. Hang on there. Hang on.
I'll have to get her a set.
So take a deep breath in and then project a sound from the center of your heart. Now what you might play around with is just put your hand on your heart and see if that is a vibration when you do that sound. So take another deep breath in and out from the chest.
If you put that on this handle, it'll sound like a there you go. It fits real well.
And notice how different that is than coming from your head space. And, you know, typically in a meditation center, you know, sound is not so widely encouraged when we're breathing. But it might be useful if you're at home, for example, to play with that a little bit to see whether or not that in some way creates a little bit different relaxation. It has a way of extending the exhalation just a little longer than you could if you did it intentionally, because you're thinking of just projecting the sound out from your heart space. Another thing that would be quiet, and this is something I've been experimenting with in groups, is put your hands in front of your heart. Now take a breath in, and as you do, allow the hands to expand. And then exhale and bring them back together. And allow the hands to move in coordination with the breath, so that when the hands touch, that out-breath is done. And see if in some way that movement as you open kind of encourages or even invites the heart space to open. Because there's this physical opening of the chest and then a release back. So how was that? Anybody that tried that? It's also another avenue, another opening way to maybe start a meditation, particularly if the mind is really busy, to just bring your attention into just movement. It's a little bit like doing Tai Chi, but it's also connected with the breath, and it's just a wonderful way of inviting an open of the heart space and then closing and opening. And then when you feel like the mind is settling a little bit, then just allow the hands to just come to a rest and then just connect with the breath. But that might be a way of inviting a little different way of entering into your meditation, where maybe the mind needs a little something more to do than just sitting completely still. You know, sometimes we might come in from a really crazy, busy day or life, and sitting still and asking the mind to come to stop is a little bit like putting the brakes on and you're going 60 miles an hour and there's a lot of whoa. So this is a way of just gently inviting.
So when you bring your hands together, should your mouth be open or closed?
It can be either way. I've done it both ways. I think that it's worth experimenting for yourself. You know, find what seems to work for you for that. And the idea is that that can also be meditation, because if you're placing your attention in the movement of your hands and the movement of the breath, in other words, coordinating the breath and the hand movement at the same time, then you're bringing your attention into the present moment. You're keeping your attention on a particular object. In this case, it's movement, but the breath is also movement. It's just the breath is more subtle. And so if that helps the mind to settle, it's a skillful means.